Jean-Claude Ventre.
Nous voici sur le port de Saint-Mandrier.
We are standing on the harbor of Saint-Mandrier in the bay of Creux Saint-Georges. The name Saint-Mandrier comes from Mandrianus and Flavius, two Saxon soldiers. They were baptized by Saint Cyprien, a priest from Toulon, and they greatly helped the people of the peninsula. Throughout every era, in every century, Saint-Mandrier has always been a fortress. People talk about the 10th century, about the 15th, and particularly about Vauban, who himself fortified Saint-Mandrier along with the whole of the Mediterranean coast. Because of this, Saint-Mandrier has always prevented enemy ships from reaching the port of Toulon. This fortress, this defensive padlock, has withstood the passage of time, and even during the last war, managed to cool enemy ardor. Here is the former air sea base, the helicopter base. When the army closed the center, the PAM was created. This is the Parc d'Activité Maritime de Saint-Mandrier, the Marine Activities Park, which houses businesses with a maritime activity, such as construction, sail making, engineering, repairs. But at the same time, we can also see that Saint-Mandrier has kept its fishermen. Since ancient times, fishing still flourishes here. The fishermen crisscross ships, 30-meter yachts, but that doesn't deter them from gaining their livelihood, even though there are less of them than there were last century.
Un peu moins nombreux, bien sûr, qu'au début du siècle dernier, mais continuent à pratiquer leur activité.
Thierry Roux.
I'm a self-employed fisherman, and I've been earning a living in Saint-Mandrier since 2003. I was born on the peninsula. I went to the IPFM, a school for people who work on the sea, to pass my exams. Since then, I've been a fisherman. I work all year round, between 8 and 12 hours a day. There are no weekends off, no holidays. As soon as the weather is fine, we go out to sea. Those who have little boats hog the coast, fishing for bouillabaisse, sea bream, sargo, octopus, squid, barracuda, perch. Then those who have boats that are a little larger go further out to fish for whiting, mackerel, Mediterranean horse mackerel, crayfish. And those with even bigger boats look for tuna or swordfish. So it's pretty diverse when it comes to the type of boat. And you can find almost all species of fish in this region, but we catch what people want at the time. In summer, people like to eat bouillabaisse, so we fishermen look for the fish that will go into it. I sell on my own during the week. At the weekend, there are two of us. We sell pretty much either what we caught yesterday or today's catch. I work in shifts. I go out in the evening and pull up the nets so that my wife has something to put on the stall in the market when she opens, fresh from the evening before. And then I join her later in the morning and fill up the shelves with what I've just caught.
Et ensuite, moi, j'arrive avec le complément le matin et je complète le banc avec ce que j'ai pêché le matin.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audiovisit.